Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not. But they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be talking about Come and I Will Sing You. Now, Come and I Will Sing You is one of those interesting songs that is often used at Christmas, but is not exclusively a Christmas song. It's actually a traditional Canadian folk song that is believed to have originated in the maritime regions of Canada and passed down through generations of folk musicians. The song has been performed by many artists over the years, has undergone countless variations in both its lyrics and melody. It's one of those songs that has evolved quite a bit over time. It is based on an English folk tune called Green Grow the Rushes O, of which there have also been many variations over the years. But usually, these variations all have to do something with counting. It's known as a cumulative song, where each verse has to do with a different number, and you kind of just add on new numbers for new verses. So it's sometimes used for Christmas, but not exclusively. You also will hear it often performed as an antiphon, which means that one person sings alone and then is answered by a chorus. Some references in the song are from the Bible, but some are just astronomical as well. So it's a little bit like Children, Go Where I Send Thee, where things are associated with numbers, there's biblical references. It's just from a different folk tradition. And so a little bit now of Come and I Will Sing You.
So come and I will sing you. What will you sing me? I will sing you one, oh. What will the one be? One is one and all alone and evermore so be so.
Thank you for listening, and may God bless us, everyone.